Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Hey, did you guys see what happened with LeBron and Bronny? Did you hear about that, Bill?
Yeah, I did. You know, wasn't one of the Browns players involved in some capacity?
Yes, yes. The moron was involved, Odell Beckham.
Piece of doo-doo, right?
So apparently, yes, Mr. Number Two was involved in it. So Bronny, look, 16-year-old kids do stupid things. I'm 54 and I still do stupid things. But at 16, hey, we do really stupid things sometimes. Now, the good thing about being 54, when I was 16 and I did something stupid, a couple people in the neighborhood found out, whatever. But nowadays, in today's world, you could be Joe in Kansas and nobody knows you, but you do something stupid. It ends up on video. It goes viral and the world now knows you, right? Bronny James, LeBron's kid, put out an Instagram a video of him smoking weed. Now, he's not the first 16-year-old to smoke weed. He's about the 4 billionth 16-year-old to smoke weed. So I'm not going to crucify the kid for it. It was dumb, but he's 16. Kind of goes with the territory. But the difference that the whole different ballgame is the world that we used to live in, some of us that are older, and the world they live in now. It's amazing. It really is how we've got a situation where anybody can get famous within a second, which could never happen in years prior because of social media. And for LeBron, you know, maybe a parent might be embarrassed a little bit in the neighborhood if your son does something that some people may find out, and then it goes away and that's it. But for LeBron, now the entire world saw his son smoke weed. And the screwed up part is, for LeBron at least, LeBron seems to handle himself perfectly, actually. On the basketball side, he does some stuff that I don't like. But whatever, that's, selfish stuff that, what he did to Riley and all that. That's all, whatever, how he left Cleveland. Those kind of things he hasn't handled well. But life, he handles perfectly. He handles politics perfectly. He handles his life perfectly. It looks like he handles his relationship overall perfectly, his family, all of that. He looks like a good dude overall. Not looks, he is a good dude. I mean, he's not a bad person. He's a good person, man. But to be a father and everybody knows your business and everybody knows what your kid did, God, that's got to be tough. That's got to be embarrassment to another level. And Bronny is, he's a kid. He's not thinking big picture. He's not thinking about the embarrassment he's going to put his father through. To him, it's not that big of a deal, he thinks. Hell, he might be considered cool in some circles with his friends or whatever. And then you've got OBJ. So Odell Beckham was supposed to play a video game with Bronny that day. So he ends up tweeting out, I wonder why, and he goes, Bronny has been the subject of memes and jokes all over. And he put out, Bronny was meant to be streaming on Twitch playing Warzone with OBJ today, but he couldn't make it, laughing my ass out loud. Wonder why. So here's this moron making fun of the situation because he's not a father, because he doesn't get it. And all he's doing is putting more gasoline on a fire for the father and the son. And if you're OBJ, you're not smart enough to actually understand that, okay, the kid made a mistake. Let me not make it bigger because I'm Odell Beckham. So a lot of people are going to be following me and they're going to find out about it. Not that other people were going to find out about it eventually because it was going to make news. But, dude, you don't need to add gas to the flames. Odell Beckham, for me, dude, he is just one stupid individual. Just supremely talented. But I want no business with that guy on my football team.
You don't say ever. Maybe he's immature?
Stupid.
Like he's a little child?
Stupid.
Just stupid. No, you don't give him the immature.
No, that's stupid what he did there.
Okay.
Lighting up Bronny on social media.
Yeah,
it's a 16-year-old, dude.
You got to be smarter than that,
man. It's a tough enough situation for Bronny right now. It's really tough for LeBron. And you're going to be an a-hole, and you're going to – No, man.
Do you think behind the scenes that LeBron...
Dude, there's a guy getting in a fight with a kicking net and proposing to a kicking net. This is a guy that thinks it's a good idea to go to Miami Beach on a weekend where they're playing a playoff game. I mean...
No, and then rent a boat and wear pants
right.
on the boat.
He
dude,
didn't even
come
take
on.
The proper clothes to go to South Beach, to go to Miami. No, bro. It's way more than just... immature with Odell. Way more than that.
Do you think behind the scenes LeBron has reached out to Mr. Number Two?
No way, dude.
Because he wants it to die, right?
No,
just let it go.
No, and LeBron is too smart that he realizes that he's not going to be able to
he's going to get nothing out of reaching this fool.
Yes, exactly. And he's not going to be able to – that guy won't comprehend what LeBron is going through. Because he's not.
Yeah, LeBron's smarter. Yeah, I could. You're right. You're right.
Come on, dude. You know, LeBron.
Take the high ground.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he usually does. And he's usually pretty smart about that. So I feel bad for LeBron, okay? And I'm not a LeBron fan because the way he treated Riley. But I feel for him as a father. And Odell Beckham, you're an idiot, bro. You're just a freaking moron. Is what you are.